Everybody, we're about to get started. Just as a brief reminder, I'd like you to silence whatever mobile devices you have. We're going to get this meeting started. Glad you can all join us today. It is January 17th, 2023. It is 10:05 on my watch. Quorum is present. We're going to call this meeting to order. You can all join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for its defense of a nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. Moving right along to item number three. This is a discussion for possible action.
Chairman, I'm not sure we're live yet.
Oh.
Are we?
Are these running?
I think the mics are on, but
they're not recording.
No, sorry.
It's all right. Deputy DA, do we need to start over?
No, we're good.
We're good? Okay.
You can just note that it's starting at 10:05, so that's all.
For the record, the meeting started at 10:05. We said the Pledge of Allegiance. We're now on to item number three. Discussion for possible action, consideration of possible approval of the agenda for January 17th, 2023. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's agenda?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments about the agenda?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment about any items on today's agenda?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
I would like to ask that we continue item number 23, it is the fiscal report, to the next upcoming meeting on February 7th at the Story County Courthouse and on Zoom. That's all. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. So again, is there any public comment on any items on today's agenda? Not public comment, but is there any comment regarding specific items on today's agenda? There will be public comment in a moment, if that's what you're looking for. That's what you look like you wanted. Not seeing any public comment, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve today's agenda with the one noted change.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving along to item number four, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the minutes for December 20, 2022. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about the minutes from December 20?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have any questions or comments?
No, thank you.
Is there any public comment regarding the minutes from December 20, 2022? Not seeing any public comment by Sherman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I move to approve the minutes from our December 20th, 2022 meeting as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously.
For Sherman.
Yes.
A little unusual circumstance today. I'm going to ask if we can go back to item number three, because I'd like to put a specific agenda item on a time-specific period.
Sure.
Thank you. I think it's most appropriate, and Keith seems to agree that we take care of that now and not later.
Okay. So we're going to rewind the tape, go back to item number three. And what do you have for us, County Manager?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Number 17 is to convene as the Board of Highway Commissioners, and number 18 is a presentation about snow removal and other items under the Board of Highway Commissioners. I would like to ask that we visit that item at exactly 11 o'clock.
Okay.
Thank you for your understanding. And then also, of course, to continue number 23, just like said earlier.
No problem. Deputy DA Loomis, do we need to redo the motion or are we good to go?
Let's redo the motion and set this for 11 o'clock.
Okay. So
is it okay to say approximately? We have to hit it on the dot. Yeah. All right. Do I need to vacate the previous motion?
Reconsider.
Thank you, Mr. Parliamentarian. I move to reconsider the previous motion to adopt the agenda and further move to put items 17 and 18 with a time specific at approximately 11 a.m. this morning, as well as continuing item 23 till our next meeting on February 7th, otherwise adopting the agenda as presented.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Back to item number five, which is today's consent agenda. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions or comments about today's consent agenda?
No, sir. Thank you.
Vice Chairman Mitchell, any questions or comments?
No, sir.
Is there any public comment regarding today's consent agenda? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
I move to approve today's consent agenda as presented.
Second.
All right, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Moving on to item number six is public comment. Public comment will be allowed at the beginning and end of each meeting. This comment should be limited to matters not on today's calendar agenda. Public comment will be allowed after each item on the agenda. These comments should be limited to the agendized topic. Now is your time to shine. So if you would like to speak. This would be, so if you have anything that you want to talk about that is not specifically going to be discussed on the agenda, this would be the time to do it. Yes. Okay, fantastic. So that'll be item number, the one we're going to do at 11 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Fantastic. So one more time, is there any public comment today? As a reminder for folks on Zoom, you can use the raise your hand feature. If you're calling in, star six to unmute yourself. Not seeing any public comment, we're going to move right on to item number seven. This discussion only, no action, no public comment will be taken. Committee and staff reports. We're going to start off with the Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Cullen. Morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Sheriff Mike Cullen. First time up here. I just wanted to say real quick to everybody, thank you to the community and all of the department heads for welcoming me and putting up with the first 2 weeks of my taking office. It's been a little rough. We started the transition on the first day 2 weeks ago. So we're just trying to get going, and I appreciate all the help and all the comments and phone calls. And I would just say, keep them coming and I'll return them as soon as I can. And I'm available all the time, but I just wanted to say thank you to everybody for the gracious welcome. So thank you.
Fantastic. Thank you. All right, moving right along to the fire department. Chief Lonkar, fire district, sorry.
Good morning, Commissioners. Jeremy Lonkar for the record. Just two quick updates. It looks like we might have a little break in the storm. Doesn't mean the temperatures are going to rise. However, our crews have still been very active out clearing around fire hydrants just to make sure if that emergency does arise that we can access it. Again, I would just like to reach out to the community. If one's in front of your home, we try to get 3 foot in front of it, and we do make our rounds to try to get it. But if you're able to assist in that, it would be greatly appreciated. And as well, I know it's still a little early to be talking about fuels reduction. However, we're starting to look into three programs. And during the wintertime, when it's our down season, we're going to be meeting with some of the HOAs around the region, because we have found that there can be significant insurance cost savings to our residents through our programs. So it's just a matter of filling out some extra paperwork and making new partnerships with others in the region. So we will be doing that starting the next couple of months. So I'm sure Commissioner will be reaching out to you, but we like the program, like the fact that not only it makes it safe, but we can also reduce costs for our residents. So I thank you, and that's all I have. If you have any questions.
Thank you, Chief. Commissioner Gilman?
No questions. Thank you, sir.
Mr. Chairman?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks again. Look forward to talking about that. I believe our public works director is out on the road removing snow as we speak. So I think I'm going to pass over him. Projects coordinator Mike Northern. Is he out there removing snow too?
He might be, actually.
All right. Let's move on to Story County Communications, Becky Parsons. Wonderful. Business Development Director Laura Mather.
Good morning, Laura Mather for the record. Just one quick report. I at the last commissioner's meeting, I was assigned to the board of Nevada Works, and I was able to attend their first strategic planning meeting, which was a great start for my for me working with that organization, because we talked all about the strategic plan for the organization and where they're going and how I can help. So it was a great first start to that, to being on their board. Thank you for assigning me to that board. I think it's going to be it's going to work really well with my position here at Story County. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Laura. Commissioner Gilman, you have any questions for Laura?
No, thank you, Laura.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Good. Thank you.
All right. Briskly moving right along to community relations, Honey Menifee.
Good morning, Honey Menifee, for the record. Regarding our community project grant for the Virginia City Highlands, the Pinion Park benches that will be placed along the walking trail. They Collins Construction poured the cement slab several months ago. And due to the supply chain shortage of the benches that we had ordered, it took several months to come in. But they were finally delivered a couple weeks ago, and Collins Construction picked them up from Home Depot. And as soon as the weather allows, they will be installing those benches on the cement pads, and then that community project will be finished. Another thing that I have been working on for our safety committee, the Story County Safety Committee, I have spent a couple months working on the safety committee manual for Story County, and that's updating the document. It was several years old, and thanks to Lindy Renault and Brandy Lopez, we have a really good working draft, and we're going to be presenting that at the safety committee meeting this afternoon. And then once the safety committee reviews the potential changes, we will be presenting it before the board for approval. But the Consolidated Appropriations Act of 2023, that was part of the omnibus bill that we've been waiting to hear whether it passed or not. Well, it did pass. And three of our appropriation requests made it all the way through the final bill. So Story County will be receiving $6,865,000 in congressional directed spending for the projects that were finalized. Two of them will be going through the USDA, and that is the Virginia City Fire Station 71 and the fairgrounds. So for the Fire Station 71, the estimated project cost for that project is $5 million, and we will be receiving $3,750,000 for that project. And the fairgrounds project, which that is to upgrade the electrical, put in ADA compliant restrooms, run water to the fairgrounds, and upgrade the ticket booth, and also to get some of the roadway paved to that arena. But the project total was estimated to be $820,000, and we will be appropriated $615,000 for that project. And then our Lockwood Senior Center will be funded through the Transportation Housing and Urban Development Program. And that project is estimated to be $5 million, and we will be receiving $2,500,000 for that project. In the upcoming weeks, shortly, sooner rather than later, we hope to be holding a meeting with all relevant county staff for these projects to just understand as a whole the requirements for each of these grants. We still have to apply, even though we will be getting the funding, we still have to apply like we would for a grant. And so there are a lot of criteria that we need to meet and qualifications that we need to just get in line before we submit our applications. So in the next couple months, we will be working on that to get all of our applications in order and then submitted. So that is the end of my report.
Wonderful. Thank you, Honey. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey?
No, thank you, Honey.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
That's great. Great news. Thank you, Honey. Can you remind me what on the community grants, what the timeline is? About what time of year do we open it up for that program again?
We will open it up again in August is when we will present that it is opening. We have to, what we do is by the end of June, we have to have the projects completely finished and our last invoices submitted before the new fiscal year. And then we will open it back up again in August.
Great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thanks. I don't have any questions. Appreciate the report. All right. Up next is Emergency Manager Mike Bullion. Is he with us today?
Revisit him later. He's going to get on, but he's running a little bit late. He's sure. In the middle of a situation.
No problem.
So maybe at the end, but he does plan to speak.
No problem. So we'll go on to the BCTC. Leah Cruz, is she with us today? Nope. How about the comptroller's office? I saw our comptroller.
Good morning, Jennifer McCain, Story County Comptroller for the record. First off, I want to say thank you to Public Works for everything they plowing us out, keeping us able to get to work. That's been really nice. I know they're all working super hard. Moving on, I want to let you know that last week we migrated to our hosted financial software environment with Tyler, which includes partially in the cloud, that went off with minimal issues. I think everybody this week, we've had no calls that things aren't working, so we're really happy with that. Want to thank IT for all their help with getting that and handling all those technical things that we don't understand moving smoothly. Next up, we are beginning next week our move to our new timekeeping payroll software, also through Tyler, which is ExecuTime. That's going to be a fairly large undertaking, a lot of data entry, which we're really happy to include our new employee that started today that we're sharing part-time with the commissioner's office. So we'll have a lot of work for her to do. Beginning training for employees should start mid to late February, and we should be up and using that fully mid-March. Last up, budgets have begun. Staffing and CIP requests for the budget are due January 20th, and then all of that will be evaluated with the current CIP plan that we have, and staffing requests will be evaluated with HR and brought to you for approval during the budgets. Department level budgets are due February 9th, and then the committee reviews all of those. We have the tentative budget ready to come to you April 1st. I would like to invite all of the commissioners that if you have anything specific that you want to make sure is addressed in the upcoming year's budget, to please contact me, and I'd be happy to discuss how we can get that into the budget. And that's all I have.
Thank you, Jennifer. Mr. Gilman, do you have any questions for Jennifer?
No questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell.
No, thank you.
Thank you for that update, Jennifer. Much appreciated. All right. Let's move along to the recorder's office. Drew?
Good morning. I have nothing to report today.
All right. Thank you. How about the IT department?
Good morning, Commissioners. James Dean, IT director. Can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear, James. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Just one quick item to report. Our switch environment is fully up and running 100%, and we are now doing live testing on backup environments and beta testing the newer version of VMware for our production environment. And that's all I have today. Thank you.
Wonderful. Thank you, James. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for James?
No questions.
All right. Vice Chair. All right. Moving on to HR, Mitzi Carter.
Good morning. Sorry, having a little difficulties here. I'm Mitzi Carter for the record, HR director. I will be addressing item number 21. And just to reflect on Jennifer McCain, we do have a new employee in our office. She's our admin assistant, Drema Smith, and we welcome her with open arms. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thank you. Moving on to community development, Pete Renaud. No. All right. You see Stacy up there? Stacy Orr? No. No. Let's move along to the DA's office.
Well, nothing to report today, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right. How about the county manager's office?
Thank you, Commissioners. Osmond Osborne, for the record, just want to, like has been said before, to thank our public works crews and other people that you wouldn't think they're involved in snow removal on our team, like the IT department camping next to a server overnight, literally, that sort of thing. I did meet with our department heads during a department head meeting and just reminded them if they get any kind of inquiries from the public or for businesses or from others, just go ahead and forward those over to me and I'll be happy to work with those folks and kind of take that load off of them so they can focus on their jobs. There are some that they may choose just to handle on their own, which is just fine as well, but just helps become a resource. I did remind that some of our elected offices may have their own needs and all of that, so they usually like to handle their issues themselves, and that's totally fine as well. We are going to, in our next round, and maybe we'll talk about this a little bit on an agenda item, but we're going to come up with a list of all of the contractors that have tractors, equipment, do snow removal, do ditch cleaning, whatever it might be, and be able to have that as part of our PIO package to give residents and folks, especially those that are on long driveways, private properties, whatever, a resource so they can go ahead and get hold of folks that need. And then we remind those folks that may do that and maybe that need other assistance that we do have indigent services and others for seniors and others in needs. They can come to our office as well and seek that resource. So that's all I have, and thank you.
Thank you, Austin. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Austin?
I have no questions. Thank you, Austin.
All right, Vice Chairman Mitchell.
Thank you.
All right, thanks again for that update. How about the clerk treasurer? Anything?
No, thanks for today, Mr. Chair. Thank you.
All right. I don't see Mike up there, so we're going to go ahead and close this out.
Laura did say that she would cover Mike if he wasn't able to make it.
All right. Laura Mather, you cannot get away from emergency management. You going to handle the update?
About that, you caught me without my microphone on.
No problem.
All right. So Mike Bullion definitely jumped in with both feet when he started with emergency management here in Story County, as it was the day or the week that our snowstorm hit. So he assisted with all of the department heads and public works and the fire department and keeping things organized, keeping the community updated on what was going on, working with RAD Strategies and having them send out public information through social media, through news links, those kind of things to let our community know how to be prepared and where we were. He kept in constant contact with the Nevada Department of Emergency Management. They had daily calls with weather reports, how we can reach out if we do need resources from them. He also kept in constant sort of monitoring mode on whether or not we were going to need to open an emergency operations center. So that, along with were we going to have to open an evacuation center as well. So I realize I'm kind of giving my version of Mike's report, but he did a great job of really stepping into the position and doing the best that he can, considering we had such limited time to go over what he needed to do. And that's the end of my report.
Thank you, Laura. I'll save questions for when Mike is here. All right, that concludes staff reports. Committee and staff reports. I'm going to move on to board comment. Item number 8. I'm going to start at my far left. Commissioner Gilman, do you have anything to talk about today?
Nothing today. Thank you, sir.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell, do you have anything to talk about today?
I don't have anything. Thank you.
All right. I just have a little bit. Obviously, we had a pretty big weekend as far as snow goes. I just want to thank obviously NDOT, Public Works, my fellow Homeowners Association cohorts out there in the Highlands. We've been plowing snow for what seems like since New Year's. There's a ton of snow out there. Everybody's been fairly patient. an understanding, but we're just finally glad to see a nice sunny day, although we did get tricked a couple days ago. I think it was almost 50 degrees the other day. I want those days back. So that's all I got for today. We'll move on to item number 9, discussion and possible action. Consideration and possible action of grant of easement file number 2023-01 to NV Energy for utilities within a portion of London Drive right-of-way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada. And it looks like we're going to have Kathy take care of this.
Yes, thank you. Kathy Canfield for the record. So this is just a utility easement for NV Energy to serve a property owner that's developing a warehouse, small warehouse building for their contracting yard. During the timing of this, it's then turned out that there's a second property owner that's also needing to use the same easement. So this has been good timing for both. So staff is recommending approval of the easement. Public Works has also been consulted on this and doesn't have any issues with it.
Wonderful. Thank you, Kathy. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Kathy about this?
No questions. Thank you, Kathy.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell?
Thank you.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding this grant of easement? All right. With that said, Vice Chairman Mitchell, would you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, in accordance with the recommendation by staff, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve a grant of easement 2023-01 to NV Energy for utilities located within a portion of the London Drive right-of-way, McCarran, Story County, Nevada.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Kathy. Moving on to item number 10, this discussion for possible action, consideration and possible approval of the potential expenditure of approximately $390,400, an amount not to exceed $395,400 to Loomis and Associates for the design of the Lockwood Senior and Community Center project, as well as preparation of construction documents, assistance in bidding process, construction assistance, and related services. Honey.
Honey Menifee, Community Relations Coordinator. So the attached proposal and documents for the professional services from Lewis and Associates outlines a scope of work, tasks 1-6 for the design, bidding, and construction assistant elements portion of the Lockwood Senior and Community Center project. The total cost of tasks 1-6 is estimated to be $390,400. And this is just the initial phase of the project in order to submit our application for the grant award. There needs to be a preliminary architectural review done, and as well as an environmental narrative, and those are included in these services. So again, this is just the initial phase of the project.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Honey?
Only a comment. I'm just so pleased we're moving forward on this project. It's been about 10 years in the works. It takes overnight, right? But I'm delighted we're moving forward, and thank you for that report.
Mr. Chairman Mitchell, anything?
I have no questions. Thank you.
All right. I don't have any questions either, but I do echo Commissioner Gilman's sentiments. Nice to see it finally moving forward. I didn't know it was 10 years, but sounds about right. Is there any public comment regarding this project? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, you care to entertain a motion?
Yeah, I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the potential expenditure of approximately $390,400 and an amount not to exceed $395,400 to Lumos and Associates for the services related to the design and construction of the Lockwood Senior Community Center project.
Second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, honey. Good luck. Moving on to item number 11. This is discussion for possible action, review and possible approval of ordinance 22-321, making amendments to Story County Code section 15.04.01 to include in the adopted codes the 2018 International Fire Code and the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, 2018 Northern Nevada amendments to the International Wildland Urban Interface Code, and the 2022 amendments to the 2018 International Fire Code, and the two amended section 15.04.080 to address deletions from the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code and other matters properly related thereto. Deputy DA Loomis.
Yeah, Keith Loomis, District Attorney's Office. This is before you today as a first reading of a proposed ordinance, which is intended to adopt these uniform and international codes that are set forth in the description in the title. I'm happy to answer any questions. It's been a little bit of a convoluted process to get to this point, but we are now on the verge of adopting those 2018 codes.
All right, thank you. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any questions for Deputy DA Loomis?
I have no questions. I understand the issue. Thank you.
All right. Vice Chairman Mitchell?
I don't have any questions.
All right. I do not either, so I appreciate that. Keith, is there any public comment regarding this item? Not seeing any public comment. Vice Chairman Mitchell, care to entertain a motion?
Mr. Chairman, before we get there, I need to read the title.
My apologies, please.
Okay, this is the title of this ordinance is 22321 is an ordinance amending Story County Code Chapter 5.04, Buildings and Construction, to adopt the 2018 International Fire Code, the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, the 2022 amendments to the 2018 International Fire and the 2018 Northern Nevada amendments to the 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, and amending section 15.04.080 fire district requirements, deleting section 603.2.2.1 and 604.5 of the Northern Nevada amendments to 2018 International Wildland Urban Interface Code, and providing other matters properly relating thereto.
Thank you, Keith. Can we move to the motion now?
Yes.
All right. Mr. Chairman Mitchell, can I entertain a motion?
Mr. Chairman, before I do, I have a question that came up actually.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Loomis, I'm just wondering if we're in a fairly active building period right now, and do we anticipate that there may be those who are in process that may be affected by the change or adoption of new codes? Or have we been operating under these codes even though they weren't officially adopted? I'm just trying to understand the impact a little bit.
I don't know the answer to that question off the top of my head. I think what I've seen in there is that those that have already started can continue with the existing codes, and the new programs would be subject to the new codes. And maybe you can answer that there.
Just in summary of this will not change any applicants that's already in process or any that are going to come up until we're ahead of the board again at the next code adoption. We have been operating under these codes. Part of this is also just condensing them and making them simpler. So one effect that the developers are going to see is it's going to be an easier process for them. But no, we'll not change any of the regulations currently under what they're building to.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just want to make sure no one got caught up in some bureaucratic mess.
That was the plan.
Thank you. All right, with that, I'll make a motion. I, Commissioner Mitchell, move to approve the first reading of Bill number 133, Ordinance number 22-321, and authorize the publication of the date of a public hearing on the ordinance in the local newspaper.
I'll second.
There's a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, Keith. I think what we're going to do, so we don't get all mixed up in the agenda here, I think we're going to take about a 15-minute break. And then that way, when we return, we're going to start the snow discussion. Because that has to start at 11. That way we don't get too deep into the fire. We don't convert over to the fire board, start talking about fire business. So it's probably best.
Okay, you'll be about a 20-minute break. Is that okay?
Yeah,
okay.
Be about 20 minutes. Everybody survive with an extra 5 minutes. All right. So we're going to recess. We'll be back here right before 11 o'clock.